Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Love having my buddy Matt Clark come on and give us the legals. And while I am an attorney, he is an expert constitutional attorney, and so he always brings a deeper dive perspective. And so I'm excited. I mean, that, by the way, folks, that's Right Side Radio for you. We just broke more news. So the fact that a major lawsuit, I believe that may be the first lawsuit filed independent of the Attorney General in the state of Alabama as to the mandates. I could be wrong. If they're out there, I'd love to know where they are. But I know that the Alabama Senator for Law and Liberty has been looking for a worthy client on this, somebody who would step up and go the extra mile here, and they did. And I know Tony Pugh, and I know he will go the extra mile. So I'm just saying that's happening. Hey, real quick, before I go too much further, let me tell you about National Christian Foundation. Are you hearing these ads on the show? It is such a cool organization. This is how Charlene and I have started using or doing our own charitable giving. All right, so National Christian Foundation, they themselves are a 501c3, but they manage your money like a portfolio. So here's the deal. You know how it is when you do your charitable giving, some of y'all, like us, you may do give your church, you may give to other charities, and you write those checks every month, or you trigger your payments from your bank account, or however you do it, and it goes out, bam, 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 whatever the case may be, however many. And then occasionally you have those one-off gifts you want to do. And at the end of the year, come tax time, you've got all these multiple slips of paper that indicate your charitable giving that you've got to give to your accountant or track down yourself so that you can, you know, put it all together. Well, National Christian Foundation, the way it works with them is we put our money, Charlene and I do, into NCF. And then we tell NCF where to send it. At the end of the year, we get one piece of paper for our taxes that shows our charitable giving. Bam, all of it. At the same time, all of our giving is still in place. And, oh, by the way, if our money sits there for a little bit, they manage it in a portfolio so that it grows and we literally wind up with more to give. And they run it on godly principles. Very cool organization. I encourage you to check them out. This is basically a personal endorsement because this is what I do, and I think it works great. Go to National Christian Foundation. Their website here in Alabama is ncfgiving.com/Alabama. That's ncfgiving.com/Alabama. All right, listen, on the vaccines, we're going to spend a little more time on this because there's all kinds of moving parts. There's things happening. There's things being said that I think are worthy of note. Not the least of which is we've got some quotes out there that I'm going to play for you here in a minute because this issue is, by the way, they're doubling down. If you think for a second that the Biden administration is not going to double down, what they're doing here, what the strategy has been is they look at it and go, the courts are going to overturn this, so get as much done as you can. Hurry, 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 hurry. And they're throwing stuff out there and trying to make it stick. They're pressing forward. They're making things punitive. They're issuing statements and moving people into contract positions that are untenable. We've got to have court action. And we've also got to have legislative action. We don't have the luxury right now of congressional legislative action, so states are stepping in. Alabama did become one of the first states in the nation to pass legislation similar to what we had last week, and I think that was good. Now, granted, there are people that wish the bills went further. I do too. I wish they created private rights of action so you could sue on your own. I wish they did a few things like had enforceability with fines and penalties. I wish they had been, you know, a bit stiffer in that regard. But what they did do, though, was for the first time that I know of in the nation, they said, here's how religious exemptions will work in this case. And they gave you a format. Basically, they removed it from the discretion of the boss, some of whom have been extremely accommodating. We got some great people out there that are like telling their employees, look, man, tell me you got a religious accommodation or a religious exemption need, and I'll give it to you. And I know those folks are out there. But then we have others, like St. Vincent's Hospital. I keep calling them out because I've seen their form, and their form was egregious. St. Vincent's Hospital, owned by Ascension, a Catholic-owned company, literally saying, if you want a religious exemption, we've changed our standards. That's one of the things it says. We've changed our standards, and they go on to describe the fact that they will require additional proof, and they reserve the right to go and interview their faith leaders, interview other people in their lives, request documentary evidence. I mean, for the love, who made them the high priest? That's what they're doing. They're placing themselves in the position of becoming your high priest and determining whether or not your religious exemption is religious enough in their eyes. Well, You know, I'm looking at a story right now off of Yellowhammer from a few days ago. This is Congressman Gary Palmer, an extremely conservative individual who helped found the Alabama Policy Institute, by the way. Gary Palmer, along with a number of others GOP colleagues, sent a letter to OSHA stating their opposition to the vaccine mandates. And in the letter, he says, many individuals have expressed a sincerely held religious objection to the COVID-19 vaccine. And announcing this, he said, religious liberties should be protected. And he indicated that citizens who hold religious objections to the vaccine should not be forced to partake in a treatment that is antithetical to their beliefs. That's a core American right slash value. Well, on top of that, though, we have our Attorney General, who's one of the more conservative and active in the nation in terms of preserving liberty and moving towards conservative public policy not being infringed upon. And of course, Attorney General Steve Marshall has filed suit on behalf of the state of Alabama and is moving forward. I hope to see something come from the 11th Circuit similar to what the 5th Circuit said that puts a stay on enforcement of the OSHA mandate. But just last week, he did say he was seeking immediate relief and challenging the Biden mandates on the grounds that the administration was using the federal government's procurement processes to implement policy, which he said is not what it was intended for. Yeah, I agree. I mean, basically what he's saying is they're changing your contracts. They're doing things that go way beyond what is ever intended. They are making up new ways of enforcing public policy by basically strong-arming people. That's what they're doing. Well, Copper, have you got clip three? I think you do. All right, so clip three, let me say this. If you think for a second they're done, remember I said earlier they're doubling down? Let me play you this clip. I want you to listen close. In fact, Copper, let's do this. This is the one, Copper, this is the one on Twitter, I believe. It's a Twitter clip. Yeah. All right, so yes, thank you. So this is a Twitter clip, which means it can play over and over. I want you to let it play probably at least twice. Just let it play till I stop you, okay? But clip three is our extremely liberal Surgeon General of the United States, Vivek Murthy. And Vivek Murthy is saying that this whole idea that OSHA is going to stop at the employers who have 100 or more, yeah, they may be looking at small businesses too. Go ahead and play clip three.
And Dr. Murthy, if the law survives legal challenges, will the administration be extending the mandate to smaller employers with fewer than 100 employees?
Well, Martha, certainly nothing is off the table at this moment, but the focus right now is on implementing the current rule that OSHA put out.
And Dr. Murthy, if the law survives legal challenges, will the administration be extending the mandate to smaller employers with fewer than 100 employees?
Listen close.
Well, Martha, certainly nothing is off the table at this moment, but the focus right now is on implementing the current rule that OSHA put out.
You can stop there. Stop there. Nothing is off the table. Did you hear that? What you just heard was the Surgeon General of the United States when he was asked whether or not they were going to move past the idea of enforcing the OSHA mandates against businesses that have fewer than 100 employees. He said nothing is off the table. Did you hear that? I'm just telling you, people, it's like I said earlier in my monologue, we have got to be willing to stay in the fight all the way to the very end and finish strong, because the encroachment being felt right now against our liberties does not stop just because of this one thing. We don't sit idly by and go, well, I mean, it was only as to businesses that have 100 or more. So, you know, what do you do? Well, you fight it, because if they win on that one and we don't say anything, then they come after the ones that have, you know, 100 or less. Next thing you know, it's basically them getting into the business of every business and saying, hey, private sector, we know you're not government and you don't do anything that relates to government, but guess what? We're the government and we believe we have a right to tell you what to do in all capacities. And it won't stop there, because once they get away with that, next thing you know, they're going to come in and they're going to come to you're going to have basically the demographic police. They're going to check and make sure that your racial standards are upheld by a certain mix of racial equity. No matter what the demographics are in your area, you could live in an all white or an all black town, but if you don't have diversity, they'll be going after it. Or what about this? What if they look to see whether or not you are paying people a certain wage. Doesn't matter what your state says. They're going to come in and suggest, well, you know, we're going to have to put penalties on you because we think that you should have been paying them a different wage. Or what about this? They've got standards they want to enforce that go way beyond anything that's ever been done before, and they just decide arbitrarily they're going to enforce them against any and all businesses. And that's what they'll do. I'm just telling you, they don't stop. They don't stop. Government does not backtrack. Government has to be forced to backtrack. Otherwise, it continues to grow like the blob. All right? Well, listen, interesting story came out this morning. I'm looking at the New York Daily News. Not exactly a liberal rag or a conservative rag. And I'll tell you in a minute what they said about Big Bird on Sesame Street and whether or not it's being used as government propaganda to get kids to get their vaccine shots. All right, we're taking a break right now. Time now, 3:46 p.m. We're going to come back and I'll finish up talking about Big Bird, Elmo, and all the folks out there at Sesame Street. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, 3:47 p.m. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, folks, the guys over there at ZLA Solutions, they are friends of mine. I've known them for quite a while. I do some work with them, and they are one of the best in the state at getting people back to work. So if you're looking for a job right now, think about this. If you're looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs, good jobs, with benefits and all, posted all over the state of Alabama. If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They'll get you on board, and they'll do all the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, whatever it is you need, blue collar, white collar, no collar, does not matter. They can find you the people to get back to work with. ZLA Solutions, good at what they do, putting people back to work. ZLA Solutions, you can find them at ZLAUSA.com. All right, listen, I said before the break I was going to tell you about Sesame Street. So, you know, as we look at this, here we've got the court. Number two on the triple dipper was the fact that the court has ruled on the Fifth Circuit case, at the very least, according to Matt Clark. And I was really hoping that had a nationwide potential stay. But the court in the Fifth Circuit, at the very least, has put a temporary injunction upon any enforcement of the OSHA vaccine mandate. All right, that's still big doings. All right, and what I do believe you'll wind up seeing, the 11th Circuit is fairly conservative also. I would not be a bit surprised to find that something comes out any day now that coincides with the Fifth Circuit ruling, and you'll have congruent rulings going across multiple circuits, and then you're going to wind up having a trend, all right, brewing among the judicial action. So in the meantime, though, the Biden administration's doubling down. They're doing all they can. Remember back in the day when Sesame Street, you know, it's where that place where you tuned in and you watched these lovable characters and they taught you how to be friends and they taught you to know your numbers and your letters and to match your colors. Yeah. Well, now Big Bird is there to make sure that the children understand how important it is they get their COVID-19 vaccination. That's right. Because ages 5 to 11 need to have Big Bird used with government dollars to help get kids vaccinated. So, right, New York Daily News. I'm sitting here looking at it. Story that broke out yesterday afternoon. New York Daily News. Sort of taking issue with the fact that Ted Cruz thinks that's an improper use of government tax dollars. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, it says, appears to think Big Bird is a government plant. Well, the Sesame Street staple announced Saturday that he had gotten his COVID-19 vaccine just days after the FDA approved the Pfizer shot for children ages 5 to 11. Said Big Bird, "My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy." Yeah, okay. So here we go with the government using Sesame Street now. And Senator Ted Cruz accused it of being government propaganda. Well, of course, you know, New York Daily News, they take issue with it. I know, I hear it cover. But it, by the way, just so you know, after hearing Big Bird, Elmo announced that he plans to get his shot soon. That's important. Well, folks, what we're seeing here is, like I said, a doubling down, all right? They are reading the tea leaves, and they know that this is not going to hold up in the long run. And I really believe that there are certain aspects that are going to be tougher, like, for instance, the federal employees. Federal employees who have been denied a religious exemption are probably going to have the best shot at getting something done. But in the end, the Biden administration may have a claim that they can mandate as to federal employees because he is the executive. Now, keep in mind, unless something's changed and I got to go back and look, that judicial branch and the legislative branch, Congress and the Supreme Court, do not have a mandate. Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know that for a fact because that's the way it was at first, but my recollection was there were issues. People were saying, wait a minute. In D.C., the executive branch has to get it, but the legislative branch doesn't? Well, they're separate branches of government. Remember, it's an executive order, and the executive cannot tell the legislative employees what to do. However, that being said, they are now moving forward, and I do believe you're going to have trouble, you know, with the idea of federal employees pushing back as much as some of the others. But the private sector, I think the private sector is absolutely a constitutional encroachment. I think you're also going to be seeing the same thing with regards to the strong arming of businesses like the CMS, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, coming out and trying to say that literally if you provide medical services, let's say you're a hospital, and 40% of your billing comes through Medicaid and Medicare. Well, if you're a small town hospital and they're going to say, yep, guess what? You just became a federal contractor because you use Medicaid and Medicare. No, you're not. You bill Medicaid and Medicare on behalf of the private citizen whose services were you provided medical services to. It's all it, but oh, not to the Obama administration or Biden administration. I keep doing that. And so, folks, I'm just telling you, what you're seeing here is such an egregious redefining of what is happening that I do believe you'll also see the medical reaching a successful conclusion. And then we're going to get into the defense contractors, the federal contractors. What's going to happen there? I think that's largely going to turn on the question of encroachments of civil liberties of the employees and the redefining of contracts that were already in place. It's going to be interesting. Right now, though, it looks like we're already seeing positive progress on the question of whether or not the vaccine mandates are going to be troublesome in court to the government. And they are. They already are. The fact that the Fifth Circuit Court said grave statutory and constitutional issues were presented such that they issued an order on a Saturday is a significant, in the legal world, that's significant. That's like batter up, bam, base hit, first pitch, within days of the suit being filed. All right, folks. Whew, man, that was like game on. So listen, we're going to come back after this. I got some stuff you might want to talk about. What's happening with your heating prices this coming winter? Does the Biden administration care? Oh, they care. They think it's funny. I'll tell you more about that when we get back. Phil Williams, 3:59 p.m. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.